From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Exit polls in Russia say President Vladimir Putin has won another term in office, winning more than 73% of the vote. Putin has been in a position of leadership in Russia for 18 years. He faced seven challengers, but no real threats from any of the contenders. Sunday's election spanned 11 time zones, starting with the Far East and ending with the Baltic enclave of Kaliningrad. Nearly 109 million people are registered to cast ballots. The state-owned polling company projects a turnout of 71%. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the center of Afrin is now entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces, and Turkish flags have been raised over the town. The Reuters news agency reported that a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn on Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. Syria's Kurds vowed to retake the city, saying that the war with Turkey has now entered a new phase of guerrilla warfare. China's ceremonial legislature voted Sunday to approve Li Keqiang's appointment as the country's secondary leader of the ruling Nationalist Party. China's premier traditionally serves as the country's top economic official, but President Xi Jinping has stripped the post of its most prominent duties by appointing himself to lead party bodies that oversee economic reform and state industry. This is VOA News. South Korean media are reporting that a senior North Korean diplomat is in Finland to meet with former American diplomats. This week, a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Olaf Skog is Sweden's ambassador to the UN.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet Kim by the end of May to try to convince the North to end its development of nuclear weapons. Rampant sexual and gender-based violence is used by Syria's warring parties to instill fear in the civilian population and to humiliate and shame their victims into silence. That report from the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Chair of the commission, Paolo Pinero, calls these brutal acts utterly repugnant. While Syrians from all backgrounds, including men and boys, are affected, he says women and girls are disproportionately victimized on multiple grounds.
For 7 years, the victims of this brutal conflict repeatedly underscore the overriding importance of accountability for all crimes and violations committed. Yet, it is particularly repulsive that SGBV violations by warring parties, including government forces and affiliated militias, anti-government armed groups, and terrorist organizations and their affiliates, continue to go unpunished.
The report is based on searing testimony from 454 survivors, relatives of survivors, and members of affected communities about events.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein. President Trump is assailing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Trump's 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to thwart the probe. But in his criticism, Trump ignored that at least at one point, Mueller was a registered Republican voter and is generally viewed in Washington as an apolitical prosecutor. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.